Alamein by Ian Gale. Read by Eamon Riley. Part 1. Operation Lightfoot. Chapter 1. 9 AM. Forward HQ, 8th Army. Berg el Arab, El Alamein. Freddy de Gingand. The stage was set. The players were waiting in the wings. They had rehearsed to the last detail, and Montgomery, he knew, was now fully satisfied that they were ready. Yesterday the general had addressed the men, or their officers at least. Everyone down to lieutenant-colonel from all three corps had been there. De Gingand had never heard his commander talk with more confidence. It would be, Montgomery had told them all, a killing match, a dogfight that would last for as many as 10 days or even 12. De Gingand had been surprised by the vehemence of the rhetoric. They must all, Montgomery had said, be imbued with a burning desire to kill Germans.
The German, he had told them, is a good soldier, and the only way to beat him is to kill him in battle.
Even the padres, Monty had joked, should kill Germans.
One per weekday, and two on Sundays.
That, of course, had provoked a real roar of laughter from the officers, and that, De Gingand knew, was all part of the commander's aim. Morale was of the essence.
Morale is the big thing in war, gentlemen. We must raise the morale of our soldiery to the highest pitch. They must enter this battle with their tails high in the air and with the will to win. And win we shall, my friends. Of that I am in no doubt.
De Gingand looked at the map spread out before him on the table, surveyed for one last time the positions of the divisions, the brigades, hoped to God they had got it right, for all their sakes.